On daf chavtes some of the aleph, right before the wide lines on the bottom of the daf, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, we're continuing with the laws of Havinenu as they relate to Motzi Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Kol Hashana Kula Mispalel, Odom Havinenu, Chutz Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Yontif, Meneishit Tzorach, Lomar Avdolah, Bichonin Adas. In other words, in the case of Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yontif, where we have to add, we have to insert Havdolah, which is Atachon Antonu, in the Brach of Chonin Adas, we don't have a possibility of doing so if we're reciting Tefillah Havinenu. Because in Havinenu there's no Brach of Chonin Adas, and he's not able to add Atachon Antonu. Of course, you could ask, even though there's no Brach of Chonin Adas, we do ask Hashem, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Drachecha, and maybe at that point we could have inserted Havdolah. But the Gemara assumes that only if there's a separate bracha with a chasima on Das, then we can add Havdolah. Maskifle Rabba Bar Shmuel, he asks the following question. V'neimra b'brocha revias b'fnei atzma. Why don't we just finish with Ata Kadosh, the third brocha, and immediately we could recite Havinenu. Milotnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Gimel with regard to Atachon Antanu on Motzi Shabbos Motzi Yontif, when he davens a full 18 brachos in Ma'ariv, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omer bebracha revius b'fnei atzma. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't integrate Havdolah into Chonin Adas, but rather we have a separate bracha, and it's the fourth bracha, right after Hakel HaKadosh, right after Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'hodah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we insert Havdolah into Birchas Modim. And that has to be understood if we assume that Havdolah is primarily a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, then Rabbi Eliezer wants to wait until after we finish our Bakoshos. And the first bracha following Bakoshos, it's really Avodah, but then we get to Hodah, and that's the appropriate place to integrate Havdolah. In other words, the theme of Havdolah is identical with the theme of Hodah. And we're thanking Hashem, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Yisrael Amim, etc., etc. But it comes out like this, that both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Havdolah doesn't have to be integrated into Atachonin Lalam Das. There are other options where the option is setting it up, Havdolah is a separate bracha before we get to Bakoshos, after Kiddush Hashem, or integrating Havdolah into Hodah, insofar as Havdolah is also Hodah. Now, in Tfilas Havinenu, we have Shalosh Brachos Rishonos, so it would be appropriate to add a bracha revius b'fnei atzma according to Rabbi Akiva, and we also have Shalosh Brachos Lachrea, the Birchas HaShevach. That would also be, according to Rabbi Eliezer, another option for reciting Havdolah, even though he's davening a Tfilas Havinenu. However, let's take a look at the Gemara's answer. Atu kol hashana kula mi avdinin k'Rabbi Akiva. No, you'd be right. If we would paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that when we daven Ma'ariv a Tfilas Shlema with 18 brachos, then we can set up another bracha of Atachon Antonu as a bracha revius b'fnei atzma. The Hashtanami Ovid, and this would be an appropriate solution to the problem of Havinenu as well. And even though he's davening a very short davening Havinenu, but we can set up a bracha revius b'fnei atzma. That would be so if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But the Chacham rejected Rabbi Akiva. They insisted that we integrate Avdolah into Chonin Adas rather than set up a bracha bifnei atzma. Is Kol Hashana Kula my time beloved Dinin Rabbi Akiva? Apparently, we never accepted Rabbi Akiva, the opinion that Havdalah could form a bracha unto itself, and the reason for that is Mitnei Shetamne Srei Tikun Chasrei Lo Tikun. We have to be makpid on this number of brachos, meaning that there are only 12 or 13 brachos and tzoyos, brachos of bakasha, and we don't need a separate bracha to Shmon Esrei. We have to be very careful about the number, and we had a whole sugya yesterday about the significance of that number. So Chenami here too, with regard to Tfilas Havinenu, we have also a very significant number. Sheva Tikun, they were Masakin 7 brachas. Tamni lo Tikun, but not an 8th bracha. We don't have, according to our halacha, the way it's reflected in our halacha, we cannot add another bracha for Avdolah. Now again, the Gemara doesn't seem to address the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who integrates Havdalah into Birchas Hodah, it does not form a separate bracha bifnei atzma. So we have to understand why the Chachamim rejected Rabbi Eliezer, and they insisted that we integrate Havdalah into the bracha of Chonin Adas, and they rejected the possibility of integrating it into Hodah. And we paskin like the Chachamim. Maskifle marzutra v'nichla b'chlal havinenu Hashem Elokeinu amavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Why can't we integrate it into the havinenu itself? Because the havinenu, which is the opening brachem tzoyis here, is chonin adas. That is the substitute for chonin adas kasha, and the Gemara leaves this as an unanswered question. Now, even though the Gemara doesn't have an answer to this question, yet the Rif and the Rambam paskin la'alocha that we do not recite Havinenu on a Motzi Shabbos and a Motzi Yontif. So what might be the answer to the Gemara's kasha? What might be the logic that we insist that we don't set up Havinenu, we don't integrate Havdalah into Havinenu. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Havdalah is not a bracha b'fnei atzma. It is integrated into Chonin Adas. If we would integrate it into Havinenu, then there would be a possibility of a mistake and people might recite it as a bracha b'fnei atzma. Therefore, when they established Havinenu and they wanted it to be similar to other brachos, that the Havinenu should be the integration of all the bakoshos into one bracha, they didn't want to add another bracha, and they felt if they would add Havdalah into Havinenu, there would be some sort of chashash that maybe people would make a mistake and they would set up a bracha b'fnei atzma, which might be either undermining the number 7 as we discussed, or possibly it might even be a bracha levatola. Rashi says in Dibra Masal Michlal that they needed to integrate Havdalah into Havinenu in the middle of the Nusach. In other words, Havdalah has to be wedged between the opening part of the bracha and the closing part of the bracha. And in the case of Havinenu, it's impossible to do so. The Havamina was that we would recite Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Amavdim and Kodesh L'chol L'das Drachecha, meaning according to the way Rashi formulates the Havamina, and the Gemara was pushing this agenda, there's no chashash as Rabbi Yona would have it, that he would make a toes and recite Havdolah as a bracha b'fnei atzma. However, the Rashba quotes of Haigon that we paskin like Shmuel, even though the Gemara ends up with a kasha, but it doesn't say tufta, and it means that we'll find some sort of an answer. And we don't reject Shmuel because of this kasha. And there are a number of different answers to the kasha of the Gemara. Ein Shom. Omar Abibi Barabai, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Havinenu Chutz Mimos HaGshomim Neshitzorach Lomar She'ela Bebirchas HaShonim. Once again, we have a situation in which we cannot integrate a special Azkara into the structure of Havinenu. In this case, we need to find a place in Havinenu to integrate She'elas Geshomim V'Sein Talu Motor, which is something that we integrate into Birchas HaShonim, and in Tfilas Havinenu there is no Birchas HaShonim L'chora. I mean, that's what the Gemara is going to object to, but at this point there's no Birchas HaShonim into which you can integrate V'Sein Talu Motor our She'elas Geshomim. Maskif La Mar Zutra V'Nichola Michlal Vidashnenu Binaos Artsecha, and then we could add Vesein Talumota. We have a bracha of Birchas Hashonim and Havinenu, not a full bracha with a psicha and a chasiva, but we do have a tefillah for Parnosa, and that's an appropriate place to add Vesein Talumota. So the Gemara answers that Osi Litrude, he will make some sort of a mistake in his tefillah. He'll be so torut. What exactly is this tirda? What exactly is this toes? And it seems that there, you know, once you have a short Shmon Esrei, a very short bracha, it's more easy to make toes. You might skip something. You might add something. In other words, here you want to add three words, Vesein Talumata, it might confuse the people in a short tefillah like Havinenu. Now, it's interesting because you might ask the following question, and this is the question of the Bach in our Chaim Siman Kuf Yud. Madua lo choshim shidaleg o Yosef mispar tevos v'tfilas Havinenu? If Havinenu, because of its abbreviated nature, it lends itself to so many mistakes that you might skip, you might add. So then even in a regular Havinenu where you don't ask for Gshomim, you know, it's a tefillah k'tzara, you might have a chashash that he'll add or he'll subtract. So therefore, the Bach suggests that the reason why we're choshesh in the case of a tefillah k'tzara is because he might mistakenly omit the Dashnenu bin Os Artsecha V'Sein Talumotor. He might just say V'Sein Talumotor before the Dashnenu bin Os Artsecha, or maybe afterwards. And he will get confused about where to place V'Sein Talumotor. So Gemara asks, Yichachi, Havdolah V'Chonin Adas Nami Yosu L'Trude. If this is the approach that you're taking, that you're worried about toes because it's such a short Havinenu, then perhaps we can answer our original question about Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yontif. We had asked, why not integrate Havdolah into Havinenu in Azkar of Chonin Adas? And again, the answer would be that he might come to make a toes. So why didn't you offer that answer instead of answering that we don't have a bracha b'fnei atzma and so forth? So the Gemara answers, Amri Hasam, with regard to Havdolah, came in the Asya B'Tchilas Tzlo Salom Mitrit. In other words, right at the beginning of Havinenu, he says, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu HaMavdil V'Kosh L'Chol, that we're not choshish for toes. A person understands with his das that at the beginning of a tefillah, he has to add something, that he can get straight. But in the middle of the tefillah, in this case, this long bracha of Havinena, which is a tefillah ketzara, but a very complex tefillah, we're more afraid that he'll make a mistake. Hacha came in the Asi b'emtzat slosa, since we're adding his she'elus k'shamim into the middle of his bracha, therefore there's more of a chash, you know, to be afraid to say, to require him to say b'tashneinim and also at the same talmatul bracha in the middle of his bracha, we have a chash and a yitah, and therefore we don't want to add it into tefillas havinein. So the Gemara now maskif lo Rav Ashi. The Gemara asks a question on Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Why don't we say the same talamotar b'shomea tefillah? Why not add it at the end of tefillah savinenu? And the Gemara thinks that if you add it at the end of tefillah savinenu, then we're not choshish for toz, because shomea tefillah is the sof habracha. It's the end of this entire bracha, and he's not going to make a toz at the end of the bracha, just like we said before. He would not make a toz at the beginning of the bracha. We're only afraid in the middle of the bracha. The Omar Rabbi Tanchum, the Gemara brings a source for this din. Omar Rav Asi, Tov Elohizki Gvurus Kishamim. If a person made a mistake and he omitted Morid Agashem, Betchias HaMesim, is Machzir Nosa. However, She'ewa Bebirchas Hashanim, if he omits the same talamot levracha in Birchas Hashanim in the ninth bracha, is a machzir naso. Why? Neshi yachali omra b'shomer tefila. So we see clearly that only in the case of she'elus k'shamim we can be mashlim, and if we omitted it, we can add it to shomer tefila. Askaras k'shamim we cannot possibly add in shomer tefila. Now the reason for that is because askaras g'shamim, this mashva ruach, is what we call shevach. It's not a bakasha, it's shevach, and we don't add shevach in birchas shomer tefila. The first three brachas are set, you know, it's a closed set, hermetically sealed for shevach. Shomer tefila is part of bakashas tzrachov. And Hazkaras Kshamim would not be Me'ena Bracha for a Bakasha. But She'elus Kshamim, which is Bakasha and Tefillah, we can integrate it into Shomea Tefillah. So again, if a person makes a mistake during Yemosa Kshamim, he didn't say Morid Ageshem in the Bracha of Morid of Mechai Mesim. Once he finishes the bracha, he began Atta Kadosh, he goes back to the beginning of his tefillah, he doesn't have the option of integrating it into Shomer Tefillah. Masha'enkein, in contrast, when you talk about She'elas Kishamim, the same Talamotar, that is appropriate to add to Shomer Tefillah insofar as it's a bakosh. But we see clearly that we're not afraid of adding something to the Sofa Bracha, to Shomer Tefillah. And that we see in the case of She'elus Kishamim, why not apply the same rule to Havdalah B'chonein Adas on Motzei Shabbos and Yomim Tovim? Why not integrate Havdalah into the end of Havinenu, before he says the Bracha Shomer Tefillah and he closes the Bracha? So the Gemara answers Tosh Shaini. So let's just read the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Havdalah b'chonin adas, ein machzir noso, mipnei sheyochol li'omra lakos. So we had this statement of Rav Tanchum, and the closing part of Rav Tanchum's presentation is that if you omitted Havdalah in chonin adas, then you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because you will recite Havdalah lakos after tefillah. And again, getting back to Rabbi Bar Abaye, it's difficult why Rabbi Bar Abaye doesn't hold that that you could be Shoel Geshomim, if you could be Shoel Geshomim in Birchas Shomer Tefillah, which is that Sof Tefillah, then in the case of Havdalah, we should be able to add Havdalah into Avinenu, the Sof HaTefillah. Or, for example, in the case of She'elas Kishomim, we had Rabbi Abai who said that during Yimosak Shomim we don't say Havinenu because there's no possibility of adding She'ela in the middle of Havinenu. We might make a toll, so why not add it at the end of Havinenu, right before Shomer Tefillah? So my answer is Toshani. The din is different in the case where somebody make a mistake, because as a result of a mistake, he knows that he can add it into Shomer Tefillah. But Lechatchila, we don't make a takana to add, whether it's She'elas Kishomim or whether it's Havdalah, into Shomer Tefillah. Rabbi holds that Lechatchila, we're not going to integrate She'elas Kishomim in Shomer Tefillah. So Shomer Tefillah is kind of like a bracha kolelis. It's not a specific bracha. It integrates or combines all the brachas together. We don't put a specific bakasha into Shomer Tefillah Lechatchila. Again, as a fallback position, it's almost like a tashlumin, we can add, integrate that which we forgot into Shomer Tefillah. In the case, for example, of She'elas Kishomim, if he omitted the same Talamata, we're going to allow him to add it to this Bakasha Klolis called Shomer Tefillah. But we would never organize something which deserves its own specific bracha Bakasha into Shomer Tefillah. That Lechatchila we don't do. And that can explain also why in the case of Avdolah in Avinenu we would not enact a takana that we should recite Havinenu, we should recite Havdalah in Havinenu in Shomer Tefillah. So the Gemara now clarifies the statement of Rav Asi Gufa. We had a statement of Rav Asi, Omer Tanchum, Omer Rav Asi Tov, Elohiz Kir Gevuras HaGishomim, B'tchias HaMesim, Achzirin Oso, if he omitted the shevach called gvuras keshavim mashva ruach, then we have to start the tefillah again. But she'ela v'rechas hashanim emachzim z'niyach shalom v'shvi, you could add the bakasha of she'elas keshavim of the same talamot l'vrach into shomea tefillah. If he made a mistake in Avdolah, in Chorin Adas, Ein Machzirin Som Nesh Yochlom Alakos. So the Gemara asks Meisvei, we have a brisa that seems to contradict Rabbi Asi, Ta'ov Elo Hizkir Gvuras Kishomim B'tchiyas HaMeisim, Machzirin Oso, Sheila, right? So far so good. That we know, that if you forgot to say Mashav HaRuach in Birchas T'chiyas HaMeisim, in Gvuros, then you have no option. You have to repeat Shmones. But She'ela v'Birchas Hashonim Achzirin Oso. It doesn't seem like this Brisa recognizes the option that if in event that he forgot Birchas Hashonim, he can integrate it into Shomer Tefillah. If he forgot Havdolah B'Chonin Adas Ein Achzirin Oso, that again supports and reflects what we saw in Rav Asi. But as far as someone who omitted She'elas Kishomim, the Braisa doesn't offer the option of Shomer Tefillah. And that's against Rav Asi. Lo kasha, ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur. The Braisa is talking about a case of yachid, a person who's davening by himself. He does not have the option of integrating She'elas Kishomim into Shomer Tefillah. But Rav Asi was talking about a case where he was davening b'tzibur. Now, what's the difference between the two? That's going to be the Gemara's question now. But tzibur my time low. Why is it then the case of tzibur? Rav Asi says ein machzirin also mishum deshama mishliach tzibur, because even though he omitted she'elas kishamim, but nevertheless he's going to hear she'elas kishamim from the shliach tzibur when the shliach tzibur recites the chazar sashatz. If that be the case. Hi, let's go back to the statement of Rav Asi, Mivnei Sheyochel Yomer B'Shomer Tefillah. That's not really Meduyak. That's not really what's going on over here. He should have said, Rav Asi, that the reason why in the case where he omitted She'elas Kishomim, he doesn't repeat Shmones, is Mivnei Sheyochel Mivnei Sheyomer Mishliach Tzibur. That's what he should have said. he's going to hear the Chazoros HaShatz, and it'll be Yotze his Chiyuv of Sheilas Kshavim through, vicariously through the Chazoros HaShatz. That's what's going on over here. Now, the very concept that you could be Yotze Yochiv Tefillah through Chazoros HaShatz is a very interesting concept and has to be studied, because generally speaking, Chazoros HaShatz is a different entity, although in its original form it was really a way that the Yochid could fulfill his Chiyuv, but now all of us are davening on our own. Chazoros HaShatz takes on a different status, but the Gemara is not questioning that at this point. So the Gemara answers, Ela Idi V'Idi B'Yochid, meaning that both the Braisa, which doesn't give you an option of adding Shomea, of adding Sheilas Kshomim, the same Talmudah, into Shomea Tefillah, and Rav Asi, who says there is an option of adding Birchas Hashanim into Shomea Tefillah, both talking about a Yochid. V'lo kash, but there's no contradiction. Ha, meaning Rav Asi, who says that you can integrate Sheilas Kshomim into Shomea Tefillah, the Adkir Kodim Shomea Tefillah. He's talking about a scenario in which the Mispal reminded himself that he had omitted Sheilas Kshomim before he got to Shomea Tefillah. So therefore he has the option of reciting it before Shomea Tefillah. Turning to Chav Tesam and Beis, but Ha, the Brice itself, the Idkar Basa Shomea Tefillah, after he had already completed the Bracha Shomea Tefillah, then Nichnaslo Juk Barosh, he remembers, oh, I forgot to recite Bakashas Kshomim, the same Talamotah, and therefore he Machzirno, so he doesn't have the option of integrating it into Shomea Tefillah. And let's assume that he was Oker Raglov, he already took his three steps backwards, is Machzirno so L'Rosh HaTefillah, he's got to start davening again. If he hasn't been Oker Raglov, here we have Machlokas Rishonim. One Shita, which is a Shita of Tosus, Divya Maskel Ha, is that we bring him back to Shomea Tefillah, and that's based on Yushalmi. The Raivan, on the other hand, holds that we have to bring him all the way back, he has to be Chozer from Birchas HaShonim, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in our Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara now quotes again Rabbi Tanchum in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Tah. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh, Lo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoda. So in Birchas would say he forgot to add Yalav Yavo, and he reminds himself after he completed the bracha and before he began modim. So he's already completed the bracha of avoda, which starts with ritzei, by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Machzir Shechina Sol Tzion. And now, he reminds himself, what about Yalav Yavo? He hasn't begun Birchas Hodo with modim. So Rav Asi says, Chozer Lavoda. In this case, he goes back to Ritzeh. And once again, he does what he normally would have done, and he integrates Yalav Yavo into the Avoda, into Ritzeh. Nizkar Bo'oda. But if he's in the middle of Hodah, in the middle of Modim, and then he reminds himself, is once again Chozer Lavoda. So the Bracha of Avoda in both of these cases so far, which ends with Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzir Shechina Sol Tzion, will be recited twice in order to facilitate the Hazkaras Rosh Chodesh, meaning Yalav Yavo. Oh, what B'Sim Shalom? What happens if he reminds himself when he's already in Sim Shalom, which means that he's already completed Birchas Hodah and he's ready for Birchas Shalom? So Chozel Avoda. And it's the third case in which he goes back to Ritzeh. But in Siyem Tefillah, so he has already completed his Tefillah, and then he reminds himself that he had omitted Yalav Yavo, his Chozel Rosh. And we're going to have a whole discussion as to whether or not that applies to Tefillas Arvus of Rosh Chodesh. But be that as it may, let's discuss just Shachris and Mincha of Rosh Chodesh is Chozel Rosh. So the Yalav Yom is a critical part, says Rav Asi, of Shmon Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, and it cannot be omitted. And once again, let's assume that he was Messiah his tefillah. Did he take the three steps backwards or not? The Gemara says that he is Chozel Rosh. The impression you get from the Gemara is that he finished, if he finished the last Bracha Shalom, then he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Omar of Papa, Breder of Achabarada. We're going to give some sort of a condition here to what we said here in Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yeshua, that if he completed his Shmon Esrei, he goes back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Hadi Amaron, that which we said in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that if he forgot Yalav Yavo, and he's already was Messiah, his tefillah is Chozel Rosh. Lo Amaron, we only apply that Ela Shalka Raglov. Not the way we thought, that once he recites the Brach of Shalom, even if he hasn't been Oker Raglov, that's too late. No. Comes along Rav Papa and he says, as long as he wasn't Oker Raglov, Avalo Oker Raglov, Chozel Avoda, once again he has the option of going back to Ritzei of Avoda and integrating Yalav Yavo into Ritzei. Omoleis, Rav Tanchum asks Rav Papa, Minolod Lecha Ha, well, what's the basis for your conclusion? Omoleis, Rav Papa responds, May Abba Mari Shmili, this is what I heard from my father. That was Rav Papa's answer. He heard it from Rav Acha Bar Ada. The Abba Mari and my father, May Rav, he heard it from Rav. So that's the first limitation, so to speak, of this statement of Rav Asi, that if he finished his Shmon Esrei, he has to start from the beginning. Chozel Rosh. The limitation is that he has already, Dafka, he's already been Oker Raglov. Now we have another limitation. Omar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Adi Amaron Oker Raglov Chozel Rosh La Amaron Elo Sheino Rogil Lomar Tachnunin Achar Tfiloso. If he doesn't have the minug, he's not used to adding special Tachnunim after his Akiris Raglaim Aval. Harogil Lomar Tachnunin Achat Filoso, after his Oker Raglov, he recites Tachnunin. That's what he does on a regular basis, because we had a Gemara back on Daf Yud Zayin offering various nuschos of Tachnunin that we should recite after Tefillah. Rava, for example, would say Elokai Shalonu Tzarti. My brother Avina used to say Elokai Nitzol Lashoni Mira. But it seems that once you have the minhag that you add these tachnunim, it's still considered Shmon Esrei. You have not completed Shmon Esrei, even if you took your three steps backwards, and therefore harogel lomar tachnunin achat tefiloso is chozel avoda. He goes back to Ritzei. It's not considered that he was Messiah his Shmon Esrei. The Gemara now brings a different nusach. A different version and tradition of Rav Nachman. He could diamri that those who say, O Rav Nachman Yitzchak Hodi Amoran, Kilo Oker Raglov, Chozel Avoda, if he hasn't taken his three steps backwards, he's Chozel Avoda. Lo Amoran Elo, Sherog Yilomer Tachnunin Achat Filoso, Avalim Eno Rog Yilomer Tachnunin Achat Filoso, Chozel Rosh, even if he wasn't Oker Raglov, it's already considered that he was Messiah's tefillah. And that was our initial intuition. We thought that what Rav Asi was saying in the name of Yeshua is that once he was Messiah's tefillah and he said the bracha of Hamavarech HaSalma Yisrael Bashalom, the last of the brachas, meaning Shalom, that's enough to be considered a Sima tefillah. You cannot extend your tefillah even if you still haven't been Oker Raglav, that Akiris Raglav is not going to be enough to extend your tefillah. Now, lahalocha, let's mention a machlokes with regard to the following question. Let's say he remembers that he omitted Yalav Yovo after he finished the Brocha Machzir Shchinasol Tzion, but he hasn't yet started Modin. So then we said he goes back to Avoda, to Ritzei. Okay then? Now, what happens if he already started Modim? Also, he would go back to Ritzei. But the Machlokas is the following. Let's say he hasn't started Modim, but he finished Hamachzah Shinos Litzion. So we said for sure he'd have to go back to Ritzei. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. But the strange thing is that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Tov Chav Beis, they paskin that if he reminds himself before he began Modim, he could say Yalav Yov right there. And what that means is that although he completed the Brach of Avodah, he can still immediately attach something, Ki'ilu, he integrates it into the Avodah. Again, it's not so meduyuk in the Lashon of the Gemara, but that's the Chiddush Lahalocha. Now again, all that we learned, these dinim apply to Shachris and Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, as far as the Tos and Yalav Yov, Mitz Yalav Yov and Meirav, that's going to be a sugya later on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Okay, fine. Then we have this machlokas about when exactly is the Siyum Shmon Esrei. Is Akiris Raglayim a Siyum of Shmon Esrei? Or do we say that no, the Shmon Esrei ends with Sim Shalom when he completes that bracha? And furthermore, we have Machlokas, what happens if he's Oker Raglov, but he still is Ragil Lomar Tachnunin? And there are two Lashonis in the Gemara. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, if he's still Ragil to say Tachnunin, he can be Chozel Avoda. He hasn't completed Shmon Esrei, he goes back to Ritzei, if he forgot Yalav Yovo, and according to the second Lishna, he goes back to the beginning of his tefillah once he was Oker Raglov. Then we have Machlokas if he was not Oker Raglov, but Eino Rogilo Metachnunin, according to the first Lishna, he goes back to the Avoda, according to the second Lishna, he goes back to the beginning of tefillah. And Tosus Divrei Masel Ika has a discussion about the Psak of the Rif, according to the second Lishon. If somebody forgot Yalav Yovo and he was Messiah his Tefillah, if he's Rogel Lomar Tachnunin and he hasn't been Oker Raglov, so the Rif says that he goes back to Ritzei. But if he's Eino Rogel Lomar Tachnunin, he goes back to the beginning of Tefillah, even though he wasn't Oker Raglov. If he was Oker Raglov, he goes back to the beginning of his tefillah, even if he's Rogil Lomar Tachnunin. And that's the way the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Milchus Tefillah. And Lechor, it's a question, it's very difficult, because tefillah is the Rabbanon, and even though the Rambam holds Ikar tefillah is Minat Torah, but the Chiv of Me'ena Ma'ora is certainly only the Rabbanon. So why shouldn't we be Mekil and Paskin like the first Lishna? Why do we Paskin like the second Lishna, which is the more Machmir Lishna? And the Note of Yehuda says that according to the second Lishna, Tzorech Lachzel Rosh is if he's been Kozer to Ritzei, then Shloshes HaBrochas HaChrodos, the last three Brochos, we will become Brochas Levatola. Whereas if we're going to say that, according to the first Lishon, he goes back to Ritzei, then if he would go back to the Rosh HaTefillah, that's not considered a Brach Levatola. Why? Because it's no different than a Tefillah's Nedova. So better in that case to go back to the beginning of his Shmon Esrei. Okay, Rabosai, we'll now take a break, and Amir Tz Hashem will continue later on.